com. Welcome back to the program. It is, of course, July 4th. It's 10 minutes after 6. Thank you for letting us be a part of your very important prep for the festivities. All right, so gentlemen, now that Zach has joined the team.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, it is now time for us to take a little bit of a look at what we do and maybe don't know about the 4th of July. Are you ready?
Sure.
When did we sign the Declaration of Independence? When was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Signed.
Zach, you're the
test.
No, there will not be actually any scoring, and the results will not count against you, but we will make fun of you.
Okay.
When Zach, you're the closest to school age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You did at least complete eighth grade.
That's right. Believe it or not, I completed a couple more than that.
Really?
Also, yeah. Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. He's been edumacated.
Did you go to college? You got a degree?
Couple of classes. No, yeah. I don't have a degree.
You don't have it yet?
No.
All right.
No.
All right. All right. So when was the Declaration of Independence signed?
I believe it was July 2nd.
What year?
1776.
All right. Zach? Do you concur?
I think it would have had to. Well,
mm?
I mean, the whole reason why the 4th of July is what it is because we declared our independence. So I would say that it would have to have been a little closer to the 4th of July of 1774.
Okay. No.
No. Well, when was it?
The Declaration of Independence was signed by 56 different people over a six-month period.
Oh.
Trick question.
Most of them signed on August 2nd, 1776. It was formally adopted by the Continental Congress. The Continental The Continental Congress. It was officially adopted by the Continental Congress on July 4th. All right? So, when did we declare independence from Great Britain? What was the date where we officially declared independence from Great Britain? Everybody would answer. The typical answer is July 4th, 1776.
No, I think it was before that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So just take a stab at it, as OJ would say.
That might have been the July 2nd thing that stuck in my head.
If it's not July 4th, then, I don't know, maybe it's July 15th, who knows?
Okay, all right. Public education, getting a great...
Right, exactly. Endorsement.
Yeah, getting a great endorsement here. We declared independence from Great Britain, Larry, you're right, July 2nd. In fact, John Adams expected July 2nd to be our National Independence Day. Womp, womp, womp. No. The first public reading of the Declaration of Independence was on July 8th, 1776, in Philadelphia. They rang the Liberty Bell to summon people to Independence Hall for the reading.
The cracked bell.
They hit it so hard. How? No, never mind. That was they hit it so hard, it was like it owed it money. Anyway, John McKeon was the last person to sign the Declaration. In what year, what month and what year was the last person to sign the Declaration of Independence? What year and month? What month and year?
If I remember right, someone told me the last signature went on in February of 1777.
What says you, Mr. Zach?
I would think that, I don't know, these questions have been kind of off.
And I have to give you, I mean, you're coming in with a handicap. You know,
yeah, you have
you're not
questions.
Fully awake. Well, yes, I am.
That's right.
You get to play school teacher today.
Yes.
I'm going to say, I don't know, we'll go with Larry, because that sounds intelligent.
It was January of 1777. You said February. Wow, you were close.
Oh.
Very, very close. Look at the big brain on Larry.
Yeah.
Who knew? The word patriotism comes from the Latin word patria, meaning fatherland. So if you're a patriotic American, you're saying the United States is your fatherland. That doesn't send a sting down your spine at all, does it? Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died on the 50th anniversary of the first Independence Day. July 4th, 1826. And last but not least, for our trivial knowledge, Congress didn't make the 4th of July a federal holiday until what year?
I got to guess at this one because I don't remember exactly, but it was somewhere in the early 1780s. I think it was 83.
1784.
1941.
Really?
1941.
Really?
With a 19 in front?
There it is. All right, let's check in with Mr. Justin Lowe of Newsline 9 and find out what's happening with our weather on this, the 4th of July version of the Fine Program. Good morning, sir. How are you?